get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Now we want to look at something very, very crucial. Because of the misunderstanding and the way it has been mishandled also, we need to now consult the Word of God to give us express instruction. So we are dealing with money. Some people say, no, we should not preach money, don't talk money, don't, you know, a lot of negative understanding. So I will call the message the proper understanding about money. The proper understanding about money. And it will take us some series. It may end in series 5 or series 7. We will be looking in-depthly, by the grace of God alone, on money. Now, and the reason for this, let me first tell you the objective of this teaching. Objective number one, right? To have a biblical, holistic perspective about money. To have a biblical, holistic perspective about money. This is what we are trusting God that this teaching will do by the grace of God. At different times, you will need to really pray as we trust God to help us. Number two, to teach you the scriptural way. To teach you the scriptural way to build wealth. To teach you the scriptural way to build wealth. To teach you the scriptural way to build wealth. To put in you the burden and the passion. To put in you the burden and the passion to be prosperous for the kingdom purpose. To put in you the burden and the passion to be prosperous for the kingdom purpose. For kingdom purpose. Read out number one. I want everyone to read it together. One, two, go. Number two. Number three. So, our teaching will be around these three objectives. And only the Holy Spirit can help us, and I believe He will help us as we look at different areas. So, we want to begin from something very important. Number one, let's do a little bit of background study. Money is not paper. Are you following? Money is not paper. As I brought out this 200 naira note now, immediately I brought it out, what will I say? What is in my hand? What will you say? You say money. Because generally, this is what we call money in this particular place. But when you go back a little, you find out that money is not paper. It's not paper at all. Because if money is paper, presently you can do transfer on your phone without the involvement of paper. Is that not so? Do you know that I can sit at home and buy things, all things I need in this house, just from my phone? Do you know that? I can go to whether Jumia or Konkunga or something like that and order everything you need for anything. Now, do you know that? You can contact whosoever, pay the person, organize, and then you see that home. And everything comes without paper. Is that not so? So that tells you in the first place, money is not paper. So get your mind off from paper. In Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created. Now take note of this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Money, what we call money. I will see, by the grace of God, go to the explanation. But what you call money is a system of value on the earth. Money is a system of value on the earth. So it means when the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So if God never created the earth, there will be no system of value on the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Earth is the place where you talk about money. Yes or no? The system of values. It is when people release value to get value. That's when they spend money. You know, those of you that are in the whatever class, not bad. There's something called trade by barter. Is that not the old form of spending money? And that's still what we are doing today. I give you 2 cows, you give me 4 timbers. We've spent money. Once we exchange goods and services, once we exchange value, that's why I call it value, not necessarily goods and services. When we exchange value, because now I can exchange an idea and you can pay me for it. I can give you my strength or release my strength, you can pay me for it. Now I can even make you laugh and you pay me for it. Exchange of values. Are you following? Write it somewhere. Money is a system of what? Value. It's a system of exchange. Now you need to add that. It's a system of exchange of values on the earth. In the beginning. Lord, please help us. Lord, please help us. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the what? And the what? So if the earth is where you talk about money, which is the exchange of values, who created money? God. Are you with me now? God created money. But I want you to follow. Are you following?
Yes.
God created the earth. And that's why the Bible says, the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. Both the natural resource, everything and the people in it, they all belong to who? Please take note. The devil is the ruler of the world, not the earth. The world, aeon. That's the root word. The world, aeon, means age. An age. A system. A system of reasoning. A system of doing things. The world is not. When the Bible says, for God so loved the world. No, it also said, love not the world. He told us in 1 John, love not the world. He said, God loved the world. It's a two different things. You see, the world. The devil is called the prince of this world. Because after man fall, Adam fell. He gave the rulership of the system of thinking. the system of ideas, the system of authority, he gave it to Lucifer.
I'll go back again.
When the devil became the prince of this world? When Adam ate the fruit. So who was the prince of this world initially? Man. He was the prince of the world, system of things. Take note. Man was put on the earth with a choice. Is that not so? Because of choice, he could rule. Is that not so? God does not. God left choice with man. Because if God is influencing his choice, there is not really choice. Do you understand? I want to go away from that because I've taught you that before. Is that not so? When God made man, he had the ability to choose. Is that not so? So, his own reasoning, government, way of doing things, you know, that's what you call world. But the earth of water, mountains, doesn't belong to man. It belongs to God. Are you with me? When Adam now sold out to the devil, devil now became the one in charge. So the ideas, authority, everything that Satan is using today belongs to man. That's why it's called a thief. He stole it. Are you with me? There's no time to go on that line of teaching. That particular one. Let's just trust God to. Do we get you to that point?
Yeah.
Now, Satan rules the world, not the earth. There are two different things. If Satan is ruling the earth, then he can harass me and you any day, anytime. But he can't do that any day, anytime. The world is a system of the fallen nature of man. What you call the world is the system of the fallen nature of man. So the Bible says you are in the world, but you are not of the world. That means you are in that system of the fallen nature of man, but you don't essentially belong to the fallen nature of man. Do you understand? So let's go back. So God created the earth. It is from the earth. You talk about values. Is that not so?
Yes.
I said, is that not so? Yes. It's from the earth. So, who is the author of money? God. So, don't see money as evil. The only clause is, when you now love that above the Creator, you are an idol worshiper. The same way God created trees. You now carve out something out of a tree and bow to it. Who are you? So, when you carve out anything that the Creator made, to now focus on that thing and pay attention to it, you are a what? That's why Scripture warns you. You cannot serve God and mammon. Please take note. God created the earth. The earth is full of, and the Bible says the earth is full of his glory.
Yes.
Earth has glory. Earth has wealth, riches, splendor. There are materials that are yet to be discovered that will make nations wealthier than they are now. They are still buried in the ground. It's endless. That's why discoveries are done every now and then, and new things are being discovered. As God is endless, so also is the resources he put on the earth. He's endless. Are you following? Your father is the owner of the earth. Your father is the owner of the earth. Not the devil. But, you know, it's a series of teaching. Now, take note of something important. God created the earth, put man in it. Man now fell. All the things now. In the beginning, when God made Adam, Adam did not need to buy.
Yes, yes.
He did not need to exchange. Are you following me?
No.
To get anything, he doesn't need to get it. Did you get it? Adam, to get anything, he doesn't need to get it because he already has it. And that's what God wanted to do on the earth. If the fall had not taken place, there would be no need to exchange any value for any value. Are you following this? All we will need, we have. Are you with me? We are dealing with proper understanding of money. The essence of this teaching is to deliver your head from the tyranny of Lucifer. Because money is a powerful realm that he uses to control the world. I call money a realm because it's a system. Are you following? So this helps you. Are you with me, people of God? Money is not paper. For in the mind of God at the beginning, man will not need to exchange anything for anything. Let us make man in our image. In my image, I don't spend. I, God, don't spend. So if I make somebody like me, he doesn't spend. Doesn't need to spend. In our image, after our likeness, that he may have dominion, not that he may get. That he may have dominion over the fish. Now take note, every point, every place God mentioned, they are the source of wealth for man. The waters is a wealth region. That he may dominate the earth, every creeping things on the earth, the animals, husbandry, animal husbandry, things that grows from the soil, and things that are found on the earth. You know, I remember, you remember I once told you, the waters, the earth, anything around the earth, whether food, whether mineral resources from the earth, these are the point of wealth. That he may have dominion over the birds of the air, the air. That's why telecommunication is like, it's like an endless money. The air. God made him to have dominion, not to get dominion. Are you with me now? So, if Adam had not eaten the fruit, he would have reproduced, him and Eve would have reproduced and given birth, who would have multiplied on the earth without having to exchange anything for anything. Hallelujah. Everything grows in his garden on his own accord. He didn't need to plant. Do you observe that? And the Lord God, I think chapter 2, starting from verse 7. Genesis chapter 2, starting from verse 7. And the Lord God, read it for me. Genesis 2, starting from verse 7.
And the Lord God
formed man of the dust of what?
Of the ground.
Yes.
And breathed into his nostrils.
Yes.
The breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden.
Eastward in Eden.
And there he put the man whom he had formed.
He now put the man he had formed.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree.
Who made it grow? Man made it grow. God made everything to grow. Go on fast now.
That is pleasant to the sight and good for food.
Yes.
The tree of life also in the midst of the garden.
Yes.
And the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Yes.
And the river went out of Eden to water the
garden. Look at how beautiful that garden is. Go on.
And from end it was parted.
Yes.
And became into four heads.
What verse is that?
That's 11.
Verse 11 said that river passes through what?
Avila.
The place called Avila, where there is what? Imagine that from Eden, a river passes to water the earth and it goes around the region of gold. We are talking about the earth here. Go on.
And the gold of that land is good.
The what?
The gold of that land is what?
Because the river flowing around that area comes from where? Eden, the presence of God. Go on, please.
There is bdellium and the only stone.
See, those are powerful stones, precious stones of wealth. Go on.
And the name of the second river is Gihon.
Okay.
The same is that converted the old land of Ethiopia.
Uh-huh.
And the name of the third river is Ezekiel.
Yes.
That is it which went towards the east of Assyria.
And the Lord God took
the man. And put him to the garden of
Eden. And put him into the garden of what?
To dress it.
To what?
To dress it.
To plant. Mm-hmm. To walk.
To dress.
To dress.
To dress it and to keep it.
But what verse is that?
That's 15.
Can I have another translation of verse 15?
Then the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden.
Uh-huh.
To tend it and keep it.
To tend to keep. Another translation different from what you have said.
Then God placed the man in the garden of Eden.
Uh-huh.
To cultivate it.
To cultivate it.
And guard it.
And guard. To keep, to guard means to keep it and guard it from intruder. So you see, they already give him instruction to guard that garden from Lucifer. Is to keep it, is to dress it. To what? To keep it, to cultivate it, to guard it. When they say you should keep something, that means don't allow it, don't allow intruders to come. Maintain it. Are you following me? Did they ask him to plant anything? Did God ask him to sell anything? Are you following? This was the purpose of God. He doesn't need to get anything. Now, please take note. Delete from your head the mentality of getting. Because if you don't return back in your understanding, you'll be limited in life. You must return to the understanding of the beginning. You don't exist to get. You existed to have. You are not existing to get. The original purpose of God is that you were created to have. Because once you begin to go in the line of getting, you are going to be introducing your self-effort. Are you with me? This is the mentality that causes people to shipwreck their faith. I must get. I must get. I must get. Money is not what to get. No. Because by creation, we were created to have. Are you with me?
Yes.
Let's move a little from there. So you see that when you move away from Adam, go through your Genesis, begin to trace all of God's people. We find the father of faith that we call Abraham. Are you with me? Do you know that Abraham already have some things? Cattle,
yes.
Before God called him out.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
You already have servants.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
So the first question is, that thing he had before that time, who gave him? Because it was later we now find God. Let's run to the Bible, because I want you to see something that the Lord will help us with. Go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 12, can you start?
The Lord has said
to Abraham,
get thee out of thy country.
Get thee out of your
country.
Your country.
And from thy kindred.
Your kindred.
From thy father's house.
Unto a land
that I will show thee.
Unto a land I will show you.
And I'll make of thee a great nation.
Uh-huh.
And I'll bless thee. And make thy name great. And that shall be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee. And curse him that cursed thee. And thee shall offer me of the earth with blessing.
Now look at this. Look at that. I will bless you. I will make you a great nation. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. You see, please take note. What was God saying here? Did you hear God say, I will make you rich? Did you hear God say, I will make you wealthy? What did God say? I will bless you. That is God's language. Blessing, not money. Are you following me now? Please. As a Christian, you don't think wealth. I mean, you don't think riches. No. You think of what? Blessing. Please, now you see something. He said, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will bless you means he was not blessed before. Oh, you are not following me now. He wasn't blessed before. Because you don't bless someone that is blessed. Do you bless someone that is blessed? No. You bless him because he's not blessed. Is that not so? I will bless you. I will make your name great. I'll make your name great because his name was not great before. Is that not so? Now, you will be a blessing. You see, that is going away now from blessing you. You are not following me now. I will not only bless you, you will be a blessing. Do you know you are a blessing? Anybody that associates with you becomes blessed. There are some, you see, sometimes, even when an unfaithful man associates with a blessed man, he will be blessed. I tell you, listen, God will teach us. There are things that God will teach us. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. So if somebody now decides to bless you, now this is beyond just giving you money. Because the next thing is, I will curse those who curse you. Is that not what you see there?
Yes, sir.
I will bless. So that means I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. It's not talking about money. It's not, let me bless much. No. It's anyone who raises voices to say, God will strengthen Abraham. God will increase Abraham. You know, we also bless the Lord. How do we bless him? Praises.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? Do you bless God by giving God something?
No.
And God say, thank God for being here. He blessed me yesterday. Does God need my money to eat?
No.
So when I say, I bless you, Lord, is it that I gave God money? So when he said, I bless you, Lord, me was, I exhaust. Please don't be distracted. This is key. Don't be distracted by anything. So God said to Abraham, those who decide to use their tongue to bless you and speak well of you, they are automatically blessed. This is a serious sworn blessing. If anybody curses you for saying it, it's cursed. No matter the reason why for which he curses you. It's God who said it. I didn't say it. I will curse those who curse you. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
What?
All people of the earth will be blessed through you. Verse 4. So Abraham went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had what? Accumulated, and the people they had what? Acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Now please take note. Did they have possessions or not?
Yes.
Did they have manservant and maidservant or not?
Yes.
But were they blessed?
Yes.
They were not. Until God blessed them. So, understand that riches is even from blessing. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Did they have possession? Cattle, manservant, maidservant. The Bible said the things they have acquired in Haran. They had things, but they were not blessed. They had things, but they were not blessed. So the life of a man, Jesus said, does not consist of the abundance of things that he has. Do you know me and you may look at Dangote and say, ah, a man has money. We may look at all these other people here and there, Hotel Dollar and Co. How does heaven see them? Eh? They are not blessed. Oh God. Having money is not having blessing. Oh, are you following me now?
You're welcome, Pharaoh.
Having money is not having blessing. You know, we are tracing something for you. Are you following me?
Yes,
now, God said, each time I read this Genesis chapter 12, I will bless you. I will bless you. I will not only bless you, you will be a blessing. Hey, I said, God, that's serious. I will bless you. Now you become a blessing. Somebody comes to you, is blessed. That's terrible. If somebody in his corner just simply say, we thank God for Abraham, he's blessed for talking. That's what it means. If anybody lift a finger by talking against you, and I happen to just see that he said it, it's cursed. Now I will stop there. It is through you. Anybody that will have relevance on earth is by you. What? Differentiate. You see, it is degrading for you to be looking for money. Eh? It is what?
Degrading.
Say it again.
Degrading.
It is your own father of faith, Abraham. Didn't look for it to have it. You know, they didn't trace for us, but we shall know, brother, that the Abraham already acquired things. So number one, you see that you acquiring things is not hard. You didn't follow that.
Yeah.
You can acquire once you know the law. We will get to the point where we teach about the laws of the earth. There are laws in the earth. So understand that God blessed Abraham. Now take note. Because if you start reading from that chapter 12, you will from that after the blessing, you now find out that things began to expand uncontrollably for Abraham. So you see, from there you go to brother Isaac. When there was famine, Isaac sowed and it came forth. You don't understand. Everybody had famine. If you dig well, you won't find anything. If Isaac will dig, there must be water there. Try read chapter 13, 14, read on like that. You need to study about these people. Bible says, and Isaac sowed in the land and became great and very great. And exceedingly great until he was greater than a nation. Imagine a man greater than a whole country. The whole country will have to come to him. But I'm not talking about somebody like other people like Daniel J. That before you have an investment, you borrow from this person, borrow from this person, get from here, get from there, put all the investment together, then push it. We are talking about Isaac that is greater than everybody combined. Isaac does not need anybody's money to do anything. So, please, are you following what I'm saying? I think you are getting tired, so I will stop. No, you are getting tired. Let me tell you something. You know, when you are teaching the word of God, once you notice utterance is flowing, the people are ready. If it's not flowing, it means they are distracted, they are hungry or something. It's a law. You don't know. I'm feeling it from here. The blessing is key. Isaac doesn't, he was greater than the whole people combined. Why? He inherited the blessing from his father. What about Jacob? Go and read about them. The blessing. Not a blessing. The blessing. So it's important for you to know that God does not need money. Or he doesn't need to give you money before you are blessed. No. Do you know it is when you buy a new car, we think you are blessed. So blessing is spiritual, not physical. We're going to stop on this series this morning. I want you to meditate on it. Blessing is spiritual, not physical. So take note that when I see you, where you see all the people from Dubai, The display, one that, how much did you say they spend in an hotel in Dubai? I think it's 1.5 million naira, is it?
$1 per night.
Imagine there are places that you will spend 1 million naira just to sleep like this and wake up. Now, when you see those things, do you know if you are not careful, your heart can say, wow, these people have money. Do they really have money?
No.
They don't have. Look, go and study Genesis well. There was a time that Abraham fought a war, and he conquered the war. And they said to him, we'll give you things. He said, I don't want it. You will not say you are the one that made Abraham rich. No. I will depend on God. The one that said, I will bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. So understand that money is from God. Because the earth was created by him. Somebody hijacked a system and started manipulating and controlling everybody. So it's as if somebody is using what is your own to manipulate you. That's what the devil is doing. Do you know you can collect a biscuit from a child and be like this? Take it. Do you understand that kind of thing?
Yes.
You collect a biscuit from a child. It's the child that owns the biscuit. They're not saying, jump. Take it. Let me see if your hand will touch it. You know that kind of game?
Yes.
You see, you are not good. You are not doing well. Because who owns that biscuit? Why are you making it hard for that child? That's what the devil is doing. Who owns the money and the wealth of the earth? We are the owners. But he hijacked it because of Adam. And he's trying to tell everybody, bow before me and worship me. So those people that wants to be wealthy, what will Satan tell them? Bow down and worship. Reduce your prayer time to have me. You don't know. Let me tell you something. I close with this. The Spirit of God asked me to close with this. M. Make God your priority. Your pursuit. Listen, are you with me now? Your spiritual life is more important than money. Even that word for me is small. Listen to me. When you see opportunity to make money like this, and you see spirituality like this, run for this one. Stay with this one until you get it. Well, if you go for this one, you will end as a miserable person. If you go for money, very important. I'm teaching you principles. When you see opportunity to groom your spiritual, you know what money tells you? Is a lie. You know, I told you about a lie. You remember when we started body ministry, we said lie number one. Money tells you and say, you really need me. I'm all you need. It's a lie. God is all you need, not money. And we say, are you not saying we should not spend money? And I said, no. Adam wasn't spending money and he was living well before the fall. Elijah, in the time of famine, did he spend any money? Who was bringing him food? Ravens, morning and evening. What about the widow of Zarephath? Did they spend money? What about in the wilderness? Where were they buying and selling from? When the children of Israel were in the wilderness, who were they buying from? Who was feeding them? The Lord Himself. An economy that is guided by spiritual principle. Their whole experience was spiritual. They were eating. Imagine eating cookie and there's no market. They wanted to drink water. They don't need to dig hole. Dig well. Water came from the rock. Are you following me? Very important. That's the kind of economy of God, where everything comes from the spirit realm. So, real wealth is spiritual. What will part the Red Sea? Not bring some mighty machine and blow, by the technology of Israel. Is that what made the Red Sea to pass? We're talking about God's capacity to make a way where there is no way. So we're talking about an economy that functions purely by the power of God. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Abi, how will you explain manna? How? God proved, how will you explain the meat they ate in the wilderness?
The wedding at Cana.
The wedding at Cana too. How will you explain it? Turning water to wine. So it tells you that God looks at you as you have been reduced to nothing when what you are now pursuing is food. Do you know that life is different? It's not different from animal life. What do animals wake up to do? Imagine how we are reduced to looking for food. Animal life. Have you seen a hen with a specific purpose before? You've seen a goat with a specific purpose before? What are they all doing, please? For food. How can you be reduced to looking for food? To looking for clothes to wear? You see what their magazine show you? They will show you a lady that did like this. They are telling you that you can be like that. What's it reducing you to? Animal life. It's animal life. The day God showed me that, yeah, you want to be reduced to an animal? Didn't I say to you in Matthew chapter 6? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Because your father knows you need it. This is important. May God deliver from your mind the spirit of getting money.
Amen.
You know why? Do you know why some people are choose when they say, "What would you like to become?" And you tell a child, and the child say, "I will be a teacher." The parents say, "Why you shut up? You saw engineer there, you saw lawyer there. You say teacher." What's in their mind? What will you get from teaching? And I say, some of you too cannot be teachers. You can't even teach in primary school. Something tells you, what will I get from teaching ABC? We are in a generation whereby comedians get more money than professors. So, it's a perverted system. A critical thinking enterprise gets less. An amusement enterprise, just laugh for 15 minutes, you are paid 3 million naira for 15 minutes. So we have a generation of young people that say, waiting day there, I better come out there. No be money with the hard look for. Have you not had people go say like that? Is it not money we are looking for? What is it? You go to school and go and waste your time. I beg. Teachers will carry placards and say, give us our money. They are in strike. Comedians don't strike. You ever had comedians striking? Mm-hmm. Musicians striking? Mm-hmm. Footballers are on strike?
No, sir.
Bet shops, those who are betting, are they on strike? Even during COVID-19, they were still betting. Out of nothing, people were betting. So that tells you it's a system. And Satan wants to use that system to enslave us so that we can be slaves. Do you know man and food? If you are born again, you must be free from the love of food, the love of clothing. Because the moment you wake up to get food, get this, what are you trying to be? An animal life. But don't forget this as we pray this morning. Are you an animal?
No,
it's a question you should answer to yourself. When you sit down like this and say, you are just thinking of how to get money, just to be able to, you know, get small things. And do you find that people easily, because of the idea of getting, do you know it brings up pride? Is that not so?
Yes.
Don't tell me that rubbish. Are you giving me money? Are you feeding me? Wolombo meaning, is that how you tell people? Pride. Moshisha woman, what are you telling me? Moshisha woman, I heard what I got. The spirit of get. When you get money and you get it and then you have it, you will boast. You must boast. When you give, you will talk about it. If not for me, can you be really anything? You find people do that? Any small opportunity, they will talk about it. They say, so you now grew up, you want to talk to us. When you were nothing, we raised you. That's the spirit of money. Is that not the spirit of money? Sometimes your parents can even say that.
Yes, sir.
Pastors can say that. You know, I told God, deliver me from money. I don't want money. I don't want it. Money is a terrible master, but a wonderful slave. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Oh, the Bible says, since I was young, and now that I'm old, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his children beg for bread. You see, that scripture, may God give you revelation.
Amen.
I have never seen. That man is saying that from the track record of God's integrity, a righteous man can beg unless he does not understand righteousness. Those are things I have touched. I'm not telling you what I've not touched. His children will not even beg. So sometimes when I look at my children, I see them in the spirit. I see spiritual children. I say, if you link up with me well, you can beg. Because Lot just walked with Abraham. He got connected. If you are truly a spiritual son, if you are truly a son of mine and you follow this, you can beg. I know it. It's what God told me. None of those who come out of you shall beg. You don't understand. I have never seen. They have never seen. Toba could dare to, that they will beg. All the laws will change in their favor. If it remains small for the children of the righteous to start beg, every law will change. Put them inside prison, they will come out. Something will happen. I will create that way. I will bless you. I said, God. So stop looking around. So now, you see, that tells you now you don't get admission for money. You are used, you see now. You don't get admission now to get money. Why do people cheat in the exam? Because of the certificate that will make them get money. Why will lecturers sleep with the ladies? Because something say if you don't get certificate and graduate with your mates, how will you quickly get job? Are you seeing that? Why would you see that some men offer to sleep with women at the point of interview for a job? Say, well, this job, there's a way about it. If you know how to play the game, you get the game. Some people will tell you, well, I'm not saying I want to sleep with you, but you must give me 30% of whatever you earn. They do it, oh. Go to Lagos. You will give them 40%. You only have access to 60% every month. So you make others rich by your stupidity. Just because you are a slave of paper. Hope you know this thing came from wood. You know that? It's processed wood. Igilan. It's wood. Paper is nothing from where? Wood. So, you know what I say? I say, this money is painted wood. You know, like art. Hope you know somebody designed money. Now, our Naira was designed. This thing, somebody sat down like this and said, you should have the. It's a design of somebody's brain. That's what I would die for. So I would die. Somebody designed something. That's what I would kill myself for. You know, you can tear this money now and it becomes useless. The value attached to it becomes rubbish. So listen, don't be. Whenever we see pride in you. Now, I'm going to something. You see. Understand that the system of the earth is a system God puts there. The moment you hijack the system of the earth and make it your own, and then you see yourself as the one in charge, pride must come to you. I'll explain. For example, if somebody has money now, he will be boasting to all of us. Is that not so? If somebody seems to have more wisdom than all of us, you know he will boast to all of us. If somebody seems to be able to even preach and teach one of all of us, you know he will boast to all of us. Because something tells you I'm better than them. That's a spirit of pride. And it is the spirit of the fallen man. In the beginning, do you know that Adam was not greater than Eve? Go and read your Bible. Eve was not greater than Adam. They were co-equals. It was the fall that made Eve to be under Adam. God said to her, from today, you will not be able to do anything except your husband tells you. It's in the Bible. It's clear. Sorry, sisters. You are, the Lord is your strength. God now said, you better get it stay like that. Because if you break that thing again, I can't trust you again as a woman. Because you listen to the devil. You're not supposed to listen. I made you to help this person. Now you didn't help, you made him fall. So from today, if you don't get your permission, you don't even drink water, say. And some people now abuse it now. You know, it's a serious abuse now. It takes revelation, understanding, to allow your wife to undo things with you. Yes. So you see, pride is everywhere because somebody claims he has better than you. Now, we will stop here. Seeking what? First the what? Do you know that? Amen. I think I sense that your spirit is open now. I can sense it from here. Do you know that? I was telling Joseph while we were going to the farm. I had opportunity to make millions. No, this is not a millions. It's not, I worked in an IT company and I was learning how to, my boss wanted to register me for CCNA. There's something called CCNA in computer science. And we did a short test. I scored 96 over 100 or so. Every other person had 60 something, 50 something, and all that. And then the boss told me that, look, it's as if you are a star. We need to train you. So he wants to register me for a CCNA course, very, very strong course. Once I finish that course, I can design some things. One of it is short code. There's something we call short code. Short code is not really raining again. There's another programming for that. Short code, that time, there was this MTN short code, Airtel short code, text 33212. So. You understand? Any new products MTN is launching, you understand? They will look for people who can design short code. Once you can write that short code, you will just, they say how much you want to collect. You say on every, you will charge you, they charge everybody 10 naira. You say they should give you 1 naira, 5 kobo. You won't charge too much. So if 2 million Nigerians press it now, you get 2 million naira from in your alert. If they load it again the next 2 minutes, you get it, 2 million. Not in the next 3 minutes, you load it. If they, and they will keep loading, they will load it tomorrow. They will load it, they will buy credit. You will have money like mad if you can win that contract. I was teaching you, I told you a little bit about domain name and all of that. There's another one for domain name in the internet. You see, I saw opportunities to get money. And as I was there, the Lord said, leave this place. I said, Holy Spirit, don't say like this. I said, don't say like this. You see, I've been suffering. And you don't say like this. Because I remember some of the people that my boss trained, they came with their car. One time my boss told me, you know this other guy that was working here? He has this BMW X5 now. He has his office in Ikeja. No, I saw people that worked here making money. So it looks as if you should too, stay small. Just learn it. And me, I have mouth. I'll convince you. You will buy my product. You are not following. I will enter MTN office and I will beat everybody else that is my product, and I will be a regular short code writer for MTN. We will both make the money together. And there are other things my boss wanted to introduce me to. I wanted to open a large computer, whatever, sell all kind of computer equipment, bring them from abroad. I mean, my head is full of business. God said, leave. I said, Lord, Holy Spirit, don't do like this. Let me just be here. I can serve you. I can serve you now. You know where it took me to go? To go and resume teaching in a primary school. Yes. I was teaching primary 1 to 5 computer. And imagine you teaching primary 1. If you don't dance while you teach, you have lost that teaching. My name. You will both dance. So I was teaching computer. Computer is an electronic machine. That's how I was doing in the class. You know, I said from an IT office to dancing. Computer. And the children too will be saying, Uncle Computer. And that's how I'm dancing. I go to primary 2. You know what I say, Lord, why are you doing like this to me? God said, because I want to deliver your heart from money. You see, when God loves you, He will do everything to block you from having that in common.
Yes.
When you are not loved, when you are the type that you are giving, you will go and perish. God said, look at this one, perishing like an animal. When God has business with you, He will return you to His building like primary school, so that your heart can come back. Okay, yes, Lord. Now, yeah, keep trusting me. Don't trust in short code. Start trusting me. Amazing. You know, this is what makes people to say, I don't like the will of God. The will of God. No man, that your father saying, so reduce them. I don't like the will of God. This is the will of God. No. Because the moment you die and you cross over to eternity, you will understand. Now, what you call money is rubbish. It's like the dung in the sight of God. Okay? It's rubbish. How many of you can go and sleep at that dustbin side? Go tennis be come as a yedu at the dustbin side. You see life. Oh. This life is good. At the dustbin side. That's how money is to God. It's the dustbin side. God looks at it. This one is what. That's why Jesus said, what shall it profit a man that gains the whole world and lose his soul? Everyone says that's a dustbin man. Sleeping at the dustbin, valuing dustbin. Oh God. May God grant you understanding. Do you understand to that point? Seek first the kingdom. So your head must be filled with kingdom. That's what, if you see spirituality, stay with that spirituality. Learn that spirituality. Walk with spirituality. Just be there. Say, God, I'm not done yet. Raise me here. Build me here. When you understand these things, then God says, I'm pushing you now. Now you can undo it. I give you a certain experience in my own life. Beyond all this, there is something called true blessing. True blessing. I want you to pray.